welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Trumpeter Jabbo Smith is one of those overlooked musicians who deserved better than he got. He could play very hot, he could play very bluesy, he was a good singer and a fine composer. This Got Butter on It is a perfect example of his electrifying trumpet sound, beginning this hour of Rediscovering Jabbo Smith. Got Butter on It, 1929, trumpeter Jabbo Smith featured on this hour of Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Unfortunately, Jabbo Smith has been unfairly dismissed as a second-rate Louis Armstrong. I think he should be ranked higher for his early contributions to jazz. So in these two programs, Rediscovering Jabbo Smith, we'll be exploring his music, his story, and how he and his music came to be joyfully revived in the 1970s and 80s. Jabbo's best records by far are from a series he made with Banjo Ikey Robinson in 1929, mostly released as Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces. Here's Reddy Holcomb from their first session, this one released as Ikey Robinson and his band, and Reddy Holcomb, as recorded in 1983 by Hot Antic Jazz Band. They're a superb French traditional jazz band that befriended and championed Jabbo Smith and his music in the early 1980s. Reddy Hokum, Hot Antic Jazz Band, playing the music of Jabbo Smith from their excellent stomp-off album called We Love You, Jabbo. Hot Antic recorded more than a dozen and a half of his tunes in the early 80s. This is Rediscovering Jabbo Smith on Jazz Rhythm. Jabbo's greatest success came in Chicago around 1929, after Louis Armstrong had left town. Several band leaders were looking for a replacement, and Jabbo was hired by some of the very same headliners who had featured Louis. Coincidentally, Brunswick Records was looking for a trumpet virtuoso to compete with the records Satchmo was making for other labels. So they booked sessions for a little Jabbo band modeled on Armstrong's Hot 5 and Hot 7. It included clarinetist Omar Simeon, fresh from recording with Jelly Roll Morton, and Ikey Robinson banjo. Banjo Ikey Robinson was a fascinating character. He was a minor star in his own right, working variously with Jelly Roll Morton, James P. Johnson, and in the Hokum blues genre. Now, Jabbo Smith was also a pretty fair composer, often literally making up tunes on the fly during these 1929 sessions. For example, here's his Ace of Rhythm, and then Bandbox Stomp, played by both Jabbo and Hot Antic Jazz Band. Thank you. A terrific rendition of Bandbox Stomp by Hot Antic Jazz Band, and of course Jabbo Smith's Rhythm Aces. And we heard Ace of Rhythm. This is Rediscovering Jabbo Smith on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me in this first of two programs about an exceptional but overlooked early master of jazz trumpet. The late Whitney Balliet, a jazz writer for the New Yorker magazine, interviewed and wrote about Jabbo Smith in 1979. That article, called Starting at the Top, offers two key insights on Jabbo. First, that he had too much success thrust upon him at too young an age. Jabbo was still in his teens when he appeared in Shuffle Along with Fats Waller and James B. Johnson, and he was already being favorably compared with Louis Armstrong, the biggest star in jazz, in his late teens. Second, Balliet points out that Jabbo had two distinct and separate styles, which we'll hear in this next set. On the one hand, his Chicago sound was showy and bravura, following closely the model of Louis Armstrong. On the other hand was what he calls Jabbo's New York sound, sinuous, lyrical, and bluesy, what Balliet calls the first cool jazz improvisation. First, note how Jabbo's trumpet introduction to crooning the blues is very similar to Louis' opening cadenza of West End Blues. Then we'll hear the melodic, so-called New York Jabbo in the second half of Tanque Blues. Thank you. Terrific performances by Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces recording in 1929 on Crooning the Blues, the contrasting Tanque Blues, and this Boston Scuffle, all clever originals from Jabbo, who by the 1970s said he'd written over 200 tunes. This is the first of two programs, Rediscovering Jabbo Smith. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. I've got a whole section about Jabbo with photographs, a timeline of his life, and audio clips at the newly revamped Jazz Rhythm website. And it's a new internet address as well. Only a subtle change, but it's an important one. Jazz Hot Big Step. JazzHotBigStep.com. Still ahead during these two programs, Jabbo performing live with Hot Antic Jazz Band, some of his rarest recordings from the 1930s, and more recreations of his music by Hot Antic, like this Boston Scuffle. Boston Scuffle from their 1983 album, We Love You, Jabbo, the Hot Antic Jazz Band of France.